Well, Peter, another big night in the National Stadium in Dublin last night. One victory, a couple of losses, but nonetheless another good occasion for Donegal Boxers.
Very, very good for Donegal Boxing last night, Kenny. All three boxers flew the flag with great pride for Donegal Boxing last night in the National Stadium in Dublin. Young Rory McShane put on a very, very good performance, but he lost out to a very, very good opponent from Belfast, Dal Nicholson. And Cody Lafferty, likewise, she lost out as well, but put on a good performance. They all done very, very well. And then we had Leah Galvin, who came out on top on a split decision over a very good opponent as well. And that's Leah's sixth national title she won last night. So all good for the boxing in Donegal, you know, well represented. There was five Ulster boxers and three of them was from Donegal, you know, in the finals last night, the 18 finals. So all good for Donegal, you know.
It's good to see, Peter, but Leah, another superb performance by her. She's really flying the flag, as you say. By some accounts, maybe she could have won that fight a bit better, but still, it's nonetheless good to win.
That's right. You just kind of, when you're in Dublin, Kenny, you kind of take what you get just on the night, but the scoreline was no reflection on the bout. Most of the people that was there thought you won the three rounds very clearly, you know. It went right down to the wire. It was a 3-2, you know, but they were a bit out of it. But she came out on the right side end anyway, which was a good thing, Kenny, you know.
Yeah, and
the Braves are going now to Montenegro for the European Youth Championships in April, so that's her. She has two European bronze medals as well, so she'll be going for a third medal in Europe, so it's all good for her, you know.
Yeah, brilliant performance, and good for the other two, Cody Lafferty and Paddy McShane. That's good to get the finals as well, I suppose, Peter. Like, it's no, you're getting defeated, it's disappointing at the time, but it's a great experience.
It's great they get there on the night, and it's a big occasion. It's a gala night, like a bumper crowd there last night, Kenny, and sometimes the boxers just can't perform on the night. They kind of freeze with a big crowd and a ring parade and one thing and another. You know, it's a big night for them all, you know, and they're all under 18, like, and it's, but it's great, you know, they get there, as you say, they get to a final. That's a great achievement on its own, like, you know, because there were over 140 boxers entered for the AM Championships, and it was, you know, there were over four weekends of boxing there, you know, and to get to the finals is a good honour in itself, you know.
Yeah, and just to mention in the Sports Star Awards as well last night, Leah Gallen won the boxing award, and Malachy Price got an appreciation award, so boxing well represented there as well. Boxing
very, very well represented, and two very worthy awards. That's the second time Leah got that, and Malachy Price, a great servant to boxing in the Letterkenny Boxing Club. Lifelong member, as was his brothers and that, you know. Malachy was a great man, bout long time, and was very, very good and very, very dedicated to the boxing Letterkenny as a coach as well down the years. So they were two very, very worthy awards, you know, last night, Kenny.
Yeah, and just a quick mention before you go, Peter, the Dunfanaghy Boxing Club, they're having a big tournament tonight as well, or tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, Kenny, half six in the Osmond Centre. Now, Eddie Harkin has come up trumps again, his 14 quality contests up for a decision tomorrow night, you know, and should be a great night's boxing, and it gets underway at half six tomorrow night. It's an early start, you know.
That's
and, just like they say, Kenny, on behalf of the full club and myself, like I mentioned, the coaches, Gary McCullough and Jared Keaveney, they can take a bow for the sterling work that they put on with Cody and Leah, and also Liam McMonagall all over the Christmas period, and Jason Quigley was there too as well. You know, they all trained very, very hard in preparation for these championships, and it was great to get two out of three in the finals and they come away with a winner, you know. All good for us at the club and good for the boxing in Donegal, you know.